Okay. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the special occasion of the spring equinox and this initiation process. This is Joan.
Hi, it's Milena.
It's really wonderful to be with everybody today on this very auspicious occasion. Before we get started on our initiation, I would like to, first of all, I'd like to tell you about our next meeting, and that will be on the Sunday, April 19th at our regular time. So I wanted you to know that so you could make note ahead of time to arrange your schedule so everybody can be here if possible. I would also like to discuss with you the massive cascading energies that are in play right now. The cosmos is really supporting us in this transfiguration process that we are not about to, but we are in the middle of this occurring. There are two major events that have happened in this last week alone. First, there was the new moon in Pisces. This is an important event because we have the opportunity to set our intention for what we desire to create for ourselves in the next 30 days of this moon cycle. Pisces can help us choose what emotions that we wish to use to manifest a new reality. In this new moon, this new moon brings about a balanced electromagnetic field that will help us usher in a new reality as we transform and firmly position ourselves on the pathway of illumination and our ascension. It's important that we take note that this balance of the electromagnetic field that is now in our energetic field of the whole cosmos as we know it, and to create and manifest in our reality. We create and manifest through our thoughts and our emotions. So we have this balance in the electromagnetic field of the Earth and the whole solar system. And that balance is supporting us in our creative abilities. And it really ma amps up the manifestation that we are creating substantially. So pay attention to what you are creating with your thoughts and your emotions. Many of you will probably remember how many times Master Kuthumi has told us on a regular basis. He said, "You know, there are times when you're doing mundane things like brushing your teeth or vacuuming or whatever it is you're doing, and you think you are not thinking, but you are." When we pay attention to our thoughts and our emotions, this contributes to the manifestation of our reality. We are really being assisted here with this balance that is coming into play and that is in play at the time, at this time. The positioning of Aries at 0 degrees on this spring equinox has not occurred in 6,000 years of our time. It brings about a huge leap in humanity's ability to create a new state of being and state of consciousness. These energetic alignments provide an opportunity for all humans to know themselves as creators of light and form. Humanity can now create as we were intended to create, and we will get it right this time since the fall of consciousness happened at the fall of Atlantis. It will support our journey into creating a new biology of our bodies. This is a new beginning of recovering the ancient wisdom we once knew but have forgotten. This is a time of new beginnings, of pure, unique potentiality. Through conscious awareness, we can choose exactly what best serves us in this ascension process. We are going to begin this session by saying together Master Kutumi's prayer. And as we collectively say this prayer, stay very aware of the meaning of each word and how your consciousness has changed since you first began to use this prayer. We are light and always have been. Over eons of our time, we forgot so much. We are retrieving that knowing now, and our evolving consciousness fully supports our vision. Our light frequency continues to grow and stabilize. Our light frequencies now support our ascension back into the true nature as we were originally created. So let's now begin with Kutumi's prayer. Take a deep breath, breathing in love, exhaling light. Breathing in light, exhaling love. I am light. I am glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Such darkness that has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light that I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, 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 flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. I am a creator of light, created in the image of my source. I am a creator of light. I am a creator of form. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe out light, breathe in love. Place your hand on your sacred heart and center and feel the beat of your sacred heart. Calm, present, and aware. Elena?